Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon News Line, a man who is deep into the spirit of killing COVID with kindness, Mr. Justin Hermes, host of the Real Estate Reality Show, heard here on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and again at 1 p.m., and also of the Hermes Real Estate team. Gosh, you guys have been around for a while, huh, Justin?
We have, Ted. I appreciate the introduction there, killing with kindness. I like that.
You got to kill it with kindness. You got to.
That's right, in a positive attitude. That's the biggest thing, I think, is, you know, being responsible with what they're telling you, the social distancing and everything like that, but you can still look at the positives, and there's plenty of them out there. That's my opinion.
And Justin, before we get started on what you're doing for those on the front lines, let's talk about what you got coming up on Real Estate Realities this Sunday at 10:30 a.m., because I happened to be here while you were recording, and I really loved what I was hearing.
Yeah, you were putting the pressure on me, Ted. I was like, man, I better do a good job here. You know, make sure I impress him. Jeez, oh, Pete, I can't believe I got through that. It was tough.
You did fine. You didn't even crack a sweat, man.
But no, we had a great guest on. We had Justin Knoll. He's one of the directors of the National Association of Realtors and then the past president of the Colorado Association of Realtors. So he's got a wealth of knowledge and kind of gave us a rundown on how hard they worked with the folks in D.C. This past week on behalf of the realtors, on behalf of homeowners and those during, you know, the transactions right now trying to get into homes. So a great guest to have on the show. And then we did have the owners of Marigolds and Happy Tap join us to talk about what we're doing for our first responders and everyone in the medical field on Monday. But I do encourage the radio listeners to tune in because you're going to get a great update on the housing market from a national level and a local level. So 10:30 a.m. on Sunday and then the replays at 1 o'clock.
And now the best for last. You are doing something positively amazing and very, very generous.
Yeah, you know, I thought about it. You know, it's tough right now. Obviously, business slows down during times like this. It's not like, you know, you have something like this going on with the economy, the stock market reacting the way it is. There's uncertainty. It's not like business as usual. I've seen a dip in my activity, a dip in my business. We're still closing transactions, but definitely different numbers than we were seeing last year. And I kind of last week had a mindset of, you know, what can I do to really hunker down and save money, like any business owner's initial reaction, you know, when you see this going down. But I kind of had a different thought over the weekend and said, man, you know, that's not the attitude to have. We got to find a couple small businesses to support because that supports the owners and their employees. And then we need to get behind the people on the front lines. And that's really the medical personnel, the police department, the sheriffs, the fire department, all our first responders, and say, hey, you know, we're thinking about you guys and we want you to get a great home cooked meal. We're not talking a cheap burger at Sonic. We're talking a fine dining meal from Marigolds and a growler of beer from Happy Tap. And just so people can go home and just sit back and relax and kind of check out from all the stresses they're dealing with fighting this virus on the front lines.
Yeah, Justin, that one really, really warms my heart. And, you know, there's some great stories out there. This will be one of the ones that kind of raises the bar, sets the example, business helping business and thanking the people in the community who are protecting us all at the same time. It's just a wonderful win. It is a just fantastic example of an act of kindness during COVID. Justin, thank you so much. And everybody, remember, tune in to Real Estate Realities this Sunday here on KRDO News Radio at 10:30. You'll hear a very positive and uplifting message from Justin and his guests. Justin, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, Ted. You take care. Thanks a bunch.